We are gearing up for the WHL Eastern Conference quarterfinals playoff action. And while the Blades are facing the Calgary Hitmen next game up on Friday night, we've got the Blades communications manager, Tanner Chuby, and of course, goaltender Evan Gardner in the studio with us. It's good to have you guys. Evan, first off, obviously, congratulations on signing with the Columbus Blue Jackets. That is so incredibly exciting. Obviously, that milestone means a lot to you, but how are you preparing to transition into the NHL?
A little bit of a process, I'd say. You know, I'll be back here next year. You know, I'm not eligible to go to their farm team until I'm 20 years old. So I'll still have another year here and then slowly kind of make that transition to hopefully play there when I'm 20. And then who knows from there how long of a journey that'll be, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, throughout your season, you've been named WHL Goaltender of the Week multiple times. That's a significant achievement. So how do accolades like that influence your confidence and your approach to the game?
Yeah, it's obviously awesome to be recognized by the league for your play, and to have it happen a few times in a season is definitely a confidence booster. Just some cool to look at, but you also can't let it get you too high. You know, you got to stay pretty even keel when you see stuff like that, because you don't want to have your super highs and your super lows. You know, I like to try and stay even as I can.
So even like towards the end of the season, is it a little bit more tough to kind of keep an even keel when you get like back-to-back shout-outs?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, maybe the head was getting a little big there at the end, but...
How could it not, though?
No, it's good. Yeah, obviously, it's super cool to be recognized for your play. So, yeah, just super honored about that.
So, round one of the playoffs going against Calgary, what do you think some of the biggest challenges they'll pose that you guys are going to face?
I mean, they have a pretty front-loaded team. You know, they got some world junior players. You know, they did a lot at the deadline and acquired a ton of good players because, you know, they're looking to make a run. But we have a super talented, young, hardworking team in there that is willing to do whatever it takes to try and help us advance. You know, we're coming into this as, you know, underdogs, and that hasn't stopped us all year. So I think, you know, we're getting pretty excited heading into this, looking to turn heads.
Well, and I understand that if people around here want to go to Calgary to catch that first game, I believe, are there still some spots available on the bus?
As of this moment, I don't know if there's still spots available. This morning there were. And, you know, for fans that can't make it out on that fan bus to Calgary, the WHL has introduced a really cool new partnership with Victory Plus TV, where you can catch every WHL game this postseason for free. All you have to do is download the app on your computer, phone, smart TV, or whatever. So if you can't make the trip to Calgary for games 1 and 2, you can catch the game for free online. And games 3 and 4 coming back to SaskTel Center next week, Tuesday, April 1st for game 3, Wednesday, April 2nd for game 4. Both those games start at 7 p.m. So single game tickets are on sale for those games, and we're expecting big crowds. So you're going to want to get your tickets quick before your seat's gone.
Absolutely. Well, and a question I got for you, and just this is about your journey, going from SAIT to communications manager for the Blades. What's that journey been like for you?
I don't know where you did your homework and found that out, but yeah, it was cool. So I had interned for the Blades during my second year at SAIT under Mitch Bach, the previous communications manager, also a SAIT grad. I was a reporter at Global News for about 4 months, and then the Blades had called me up in November of 2022, and I've been there ever since. So I went to school for journalism and broadcast and ended up in communications and haven't regretted the change since.
Love that. Love it so much. You guys, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck in the playoffs, and here's hoping you guys have a killer first round against Calgary.
Thank you very much.